Good?
I'm not doing that.
I call this meeting of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement to order at 7:35 PM in the Joe Crowley Student Union Room 406 and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time of the and location list on the agenda? Yes, it is. And is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. Moving on to agenda item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Niue, Numu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples and recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item 4, roll call. Vice Chair Radke will now call the roll.
Chair Issa.
Present.
Vice Chair Radke. Senator Barris.
Absence unexcused. Or sorry, wait, yeah, absence unexcused.
Senator Burroughs?
Present.
Senator Castro?
Present on Zoom.
Senator Dayton?
Absence excused.
Senator Evans?
Present.
Senator Saverino?
Present.
Ross?
Present.
Awesome sauce. All right, moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, moving on to agenda item 6, adoption of minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 6A, unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Evans. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Radke. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those minutes have been approved. Moving past agenda item 7 and on to agenda item 8 reports. We'll beginning with a report from Director of Government Affairs, Izzy Hatch. She unfortunately could not be here tonight, so she sent in a report, which I will read into the record. All right, there's no introduction, just go straight right into it. All right. I would like to begin by reminding everyone of the Department of Government Affairs portion of the SAS, specifically section 3C9, which states, the director should be consulted before any officer communicated with the government official in their official capacity as an ASUN officer. Whenever possible, the director should be included in communications with government officials or informed as soon as possible. This serves to streamline communication and preserve the reputation of the association. Please be sure to inform me, preferably before contacting government officials in your capacity as an ASUN officer. If possible, CC me on emails or forward communication after the fact. This allows the department to assist you in your projects, suggest contacts, and streamline communication. Moving on. Our Civic Engagement Week, Politically Engaged All the Time, Disco Occasionally, was a great success. We were able to discuss voter registration, primary candidates, political misinformation slash AI slash deepfakes, but also hear all the concerns students have on and off campus. Thank you to everyone who showed up to support us, and a huge shout out to Projects Directors at Deborah Zochi, who planned, organized, and ran the week. President Ogilvie and I are attending the NSHE Board of Regents meeting in Las Vegas, Nevada this week, and I will be happy to update everyone on how these meetings are going, but the agenda of this meeting is largely focused on grad schools across Nevada and institutional updates. I was able to attend the university's Food Insecurity Task Force meeting recently, and I have deeply enjoyed working with them since October. I also attended the NSHE Task Force on Power-Based Violence quarterly meeting, where me and my fellow task force members, and I have been making a lot of progress on a PBV survey that should be reaching students this next fall. This is the one instance where I'm happy to shout out UNLV. Their Center for Research, Evaluation, and Assessment has been wonderful to work with. I was able to connect Director Lee with GCE to plan a community cleanup alongside Assemblyperson Heather Golding. If you are interested, please reach out to Director Lee. Please let me know if you have any questions and remember to notify me whenever you communicate with government officials as an ASUN officer. Thanks again, Isabel. All right, moving on to committee member reports. I low-key don't have a report right now, so Vice Chair Radke, do you have a report?
No.
No report. Senator Barris is not here. Senator Burroughs, do you have a report?
Nothing crazy, just I tried getting in touch with my new liaison, Matthew Little, and it took me like ever since when I was assigned it. But we do have a meeting on Thursday.
Awesome.
So that's awesome.
Wait, that's been an ongoing issue since we've been convening. Senator Saporito has had him as a liaison there, and it's been pretty difficult. Any questions for Senator Burrows at this time? Seeing no questions, Senator Castro, do you have a report?
I have maintained contact with Austin, but we haven't had an official meeting, so for right now I'm going to say pass. I don't have much to report.
Cool. Senator Castro, you and I had a brief conversation last week regarding the his initiative to put students on individual boards. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that initiative has been pretty ongoing, and the only support that you would like from ASU1 is just to have us create some sort of system in which students who are interested can come and contact us or Austin. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. He wants to be able to connect people, like we've mentioned before, to their local boards. And so the way he wants to streamline that, according to the last time we talked about it, would be through the ASUN Canvas page, mm-hmm. Which means that we can get working on the process a lot sooner.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's something that I might put as a discussion point on our next agenda, so I'll keep y'all updated. Any questions for Senator Castro right now? Seeing no questions, I do have Senator Dayton's report. Let me pull it up real quick. Senator Dayton said, this Thursday there is a Board of Regents meeting at 9 a.m. at the NC Systems office north of campus. I'll be attending with Senator McAndrews to provide public comment in favor of the new veterinary school Provost Thompson will be proposing. The provost has asked for any interested students to come provide public comment to show the Board of Regents that this is a student-supported initiative. UNR has a large pre-veterinary sciences program, so this is a great way to advocate for the university and civically engage. If anyone is interested in providing public comment with us, please reach out to me or Senator McAndrews for more details. And moving down to Senator Evans, do you have a report?
Yeah, nothing too crazy. We're about 2 months-ish away from the start of when we're gonna start doing another lab coat drive. So we're gonna get new ink blot marketing where I make it all fresh, and also gonna try getting even more spots to put bins at, because now I know some places are better than others. Thinking about maybe doing two in the Joe, two in the dorms, just because they were pretty successful last time. And that's about it. I think also I'll be emailing some professors to the ink blot, like whatever they make for ink blot, and so they can present it to their class. Because last semester we didn't really have time for that, just based on how like much we had to do. We didn't really have time. But I think if now, if we can get it, we'll be a little more like situated here, and we can actually get it out to professors in time, have a longer run when it comes to leaving these bins out, and probably get more donations. So that's about it.
Any questions for Senator Evans at this point? Seeing no questions, Senator Saporito, do you have a report?
Yes. I met with Veterinary Services just to discuss what initiatives they would like us to assist on for this semester, since we still have the 1,000 that we didn't use somehow. But Veterinary Services, they're really supportive of the idea, and they really want us to assist in the month of April. They said April is the month of the military child, so the luncheon is more specifically inclinated to the actual vets that served and attended UNR, and then this would be the families that are part of the those individuals. So last year they tabled, and they did a whole entire week, they tabled with donuts, they did stickers, video games for families to just hang out and socialize. It cost around $750. This year she wants to do it the first week after spring break, March 30th to April 2nd. Mm-hmm. And she's gonna send over a budget for me and Leif to approve. We both said, if we have the money, we can, you know, just assist you guys, pay for it. So she really like assistance on that. If you guys wanna volunteer too, I'm sure I can get more information on those events. And then another thing, Chai's coming to the Senate tomorrow to discuss this at public comment, but we're gonna have a Clinton Romacher. He's a soldier who received the Medal of Honor for the war in Afghanistan. Only 30 were received. We're gonna have a whole entire event for him around mid-April, and she really wants volunteers She said it's going to be probably one of the biggest events that Veteran Services has been able to pull off in a long time. And if you get to, you know, volunteer, you don't need to pay for the $25 at the door. But yeah, just let me know if you want to go or let her know. And that's pretty much it.
Any questions for Senator Saporito? Seeing none, we'll skip past agenda item 9 and on to agenda item 10A. We'll be looking at SJR 93, a joint resolution in support of affirming the value of non-professional degrees. Given that Senator Barris is not here, Senator Saporito, would you like to give the presentation?
Yes. Sorry about that. So this is a resolution that we wanted both the Senate faculty and Student Senate to agree on. We went over to Senate faculty and discussed the piece. It's basically pushing back on one of the federal actions made in the recent administration within H.R. 1, the Big Beautiful Bill Act, BBBA, or whatever the acronym is. But it basically gets rid of the professional status for a lot of degrees on colleges nationwide. And without the status of professional degrees, you lose a lot of access to grants or scholarships that you would usually receive at school, right? There's gonna be a certain limit, and it's either gonna push people completely away from trying to pursue these careers, such as social work or education, or it's gonna force them to go into the private sector, receive loans that are predatory in nature. So we made this resolution just to push back on it, say that the university doesn't support the recent political or policies that the federal government's trying to enforce. And we have statistics in here showing how many students, if the piece was passed like in the last 2 years, would have been affected. The general gist is that it's very detrimental, and we're just trying to advocate in any way we can. Furthermore, I got confirmation from the executive board from Faculty Senate, and they said they'd be happy to approve the piece on their end. So if it all goes well, this could be our first joint resolution.
Awesome. Yeah, does anyone have any questions for Senator Saporito? No? Okay, I'll be opening the table or the floor up to a discussion period. Does anyone have any points of discussion at this time? Awesome. Seeing no points of discussion. Actually, can I just say something real quick before I say Saporito? Under the joint resolution piece that we passed, I just want to make sure that, you know, you and Senator Barris are aware that before this piece can be sent to Speaker Ackland for second reading, it must also, you need like a documented statement of concurrence from the presiding officer of the other body. So I think that would be Jen McClendon. You would need a written notice that she is in support of the piece as well.
Cool.
So just FYI. That's Senator Saporito. Okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, I definitely do that. So we got approval from Heather Kimmelheyer. Can't say that name ever, but I'll get the other contact. But I just want to say I'm really sorry that it's like 170 lines. But yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Any other points of discussion at this time? Seeing no points of discussion, we'll be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of favorably recommending SJR 93, a joint resolution in support of affirming the value of non-professional degrees, please designate yourself by saying aye.
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 All those, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Hearing the chamber, the ayes have it, and this piece has been favorably recommended. Awesome sauce, guys. Moving down to agenda item 11, miscellaneous business. Does anyone have any liaison changes or additions at this time? Seeing none, moving down to agenda item 12, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving down to agenda item 13, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement at 7:50 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 406, and on Zoom. Thank you, guys.